Leckler and a punt. Lets it fly.
A good punt.
Here's Bolden making the catch at the 14. Running back, trying to get some room, and he's brought down on a great special team stop by Charles James.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Well, we all had a chance to get to know Charles James in this year's Hard Knocks put on by HBO. He was one of the last guys cut, if you remember, the kid with all of the crazy socks. Well, he was signed to Baltimore's practice squad, was subsequently released from Baltimore, but this week, Rick Smith, general manager of the Houston Texans, was able to sign him back onto the Houston Texans, and I had a chance to catch up with Charles, and he could not be happier.
A lot of excitement. You know, it was crazy because my agent called me first, and, you know, it was around like 4:05 and something like that. So I knew the waiver process was going through, and he was laughing. And I was like, you know, I hope this is good. And he was like, you know, did you hear what happened? I'm like, no, you was the one supposed to tell me. And he was like, the Texans claimed you. And I'm like, wow. And so we hung up the phone. Maybe like 10 minutes later, I got a call from Rick. And he was like, it's time to come home, Chuck. And I was like, it's time to come home. He said, yeah, it's time to come home. We both just started laughing, man. It was a lot of excitement, enjoyment for me just because the emotional process I've been through over the last, you know, basically those 72 hours at the time.
And for more on the return of Charles James, as well as everything else going on with the Houston Texans, it's time now for our weekly visit with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. So listening to Charles James and his excitement level to be back, let's hear kind of from your perspective, you being able to make that call to him.
Well, you know, obviously Charles became somewhat of a favorite around with the Hard Knocks. And I think because people got to know his personality, he's an infectious guy, a guy that works hard, stays positive. And so people root for people like that. And so it was fun to call him and tell him that it was time to come home. And, you know, I think he can help us. I think he can help us on special teams. He provides depth at the position, and really that's what it's all about. It's can you acquire talent that will help your football team win, and we think Charles can do that.
So now this week, obviously coming off the big win in Jacksonville, an entirely different attitude than it's been here in the previous weeks. But the key at this point is building on that moving forward as you head to Miami.
It is. And you know, success breeds confidence, and confidence breeds success. So it's you know, hopefully it's something that will continue. The thing I think that was different for our football team last week, Patty, we had an outstanding week of practice. I mean, we had our best group of practices. And Bill talked to the team about that when we started this week. And so if we can continue to prepare the way that we did last week, this week, then I think you'll see us perform and play, because that's what we did. We played clean football. We created turnovers. We didn't turn the ball over. We were able to do the things that we were, you know, we were determined to do, and the things that we thought we needed to do to win. And if we can continue to do that, we'll have another chance this week.
When you talk about turnovers, and obviously Andre Hall comes up with two big ones in that game, how, I don't know if this is the right word, but proud of him are you to see that you know, a young guy like that kind of coming into his own and really sort of spreading his wings for everyone to see?
Well, I will say this. If you think back to last year during the preseason, he had a pick six. He had a couple of them. He might have had two. So, you know, he's got ball skills. We moved him to a different position, so he's learning the safety position. I do think that he has a skill set to play that position. So to see him again have some success, hopefully that gives him a little bit more confidence, to have more confidence to go try to make some plays and create more turnovers for us.
Well, and you've got these young guys in these positions that they're forced to, whether it's because of injury or, like Kareem Jackson obviously is going to be out, and you've got a Kevin Johnson who's been playing very well. But another one of your young guys that's really forced to step up maybe sooner than they normally would have had to have been.
Well, when you, you know, and we've talked about this over the years, in the salary cap era, you have to be able to count on young players. There's no more redshirting, you know, in the NFL. And so guys have to be ready to contribute, and we expect that they are ready. And some, like you mentioned, some of our young players are having some opportunities to help us. And I'm looking forward to watching them play for us, because I think that they'll help us.
Well, you were so excited about Kevin Johnson when he was drafted, and he has lived up to the billings. But just from your standpoint, can you kind of give us sort of your breakdown of what you've seen and what you've liked from him this year?
Well, you know, one of the things that I just really appreciated about the young man was his approach to football. He has a very mature outlook on preparation, on work ethic, on the game itself. And so that was something that when you have that coupled with his skill set, tremendous quickness, speed, ball skills, all those things, you know you got a chance to have a good player. And he certainly has started the right way. He has played well at Spurs, but I really believe his ceiling is really high, and looking forward to him continuing to get better and helping us.
Well, and he's such a nice kid as well, which is going to kind of segue nicely into my next question for you. Such a nice young kid, seems to do everything right, not only on the field, but off the field. And you had an entire class of rookies this past week that went out with head coach Bill O'Brien, did a mini camp with Special Olympics. How important is that to you as a general manager when you are looking at players, bringing this on to the team? We've talked about character so much, but starting right from jump with these young rookies.
Well, it's important, and it's important to Bob McNair first and foremost, and he sets the tone that way, and it resonates throughout the entire organization. And you're right, when we talk about character, most of the time we're talking about it in the context of how it plays out on the field. But it's important that you know that these guys are well-rounded, and you know, we have an annual campaign for the United Way, and you know, and I presented to the team and talked about that campaign. And one of the things that I talked to the young guys about is, you know, as you start your charitable endeavors, because we all are obligated to give back, you know, do something that speaks to your heart. And I'm sure a bunch of those guys enjoyed the time that they had with those young athletes the other day, and it was good to see that. But that's something that's important to our entire organization.
Sunday, Miami, the task at hand. Obviously, getting close to heading into the bye week is still an opportunity to go into the bye week at 4-4 with a lot of season left. Just kind of the challenges that you see so far that they pose.
Yeah, and again, what we're talking about is Miami Dolphins. You're a couple weeks ahead, Patty, so we want to stay focused here on the Miami Dolphins.
I ended on Miami, but I'm thinking big picture.
It is. It's a tough challenge. Obviously, with the coaching change, the team has taken on the new coach's personality, and they are playing with a lot of energy. You turn the tape on from last week, and you see an aggressive defense, particularly up front. They're trying to get after people, and they did a good job of that last week. So we've got our hands, you know, we got our hands full. But again, if we can model what we did last week and play our brand of football and protect the ball, run the ball, play good defense, you know, then I like our chances.
All right, we've taken another time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll find out what the Miami Dolphins have to say about the Houston Texans. Stay with us.